It is Z96.3, your Hibbies and Channel JC King. Really happy now to be joined, as always, on Monday by another soldier stationed overseas in Iraq. Of course, we do this every Military Monday. And right now, talking to Specialist Jeremiah Tankersley. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing excellent, JC. How about yourself?
Hey, doing great, man. And it is so good to talk to you guys every week, talk to a different person out there. And it's been a week and a day now, 8 days, since we found out the big news about Osama bin Laden last week. And I got to ask you, when you found out the news, where were you? What was the mood for the soldiers over there? There's a lot of interest about that.
Yeah. Well, I was sleeping when that happened. But I came into work. I didn't even know what had happened. And people just carrying on business, conduct the business.
Did anybody say anything at some point?
No, they didn't really say too much. I think I found out through the internet when I come back from chow.
Wow.
But people gave each other high fives, and I started figuring it out and what's going on. I had to go look on the internet, and I guess that was what happened. So I was pretty impressed.
Well, I was going to say, over the course of a week, I'm sure you guys have talked about it a whole bunch. I know all of us here in the States are just captivated by every new story that comes out.
Yeah, we talked about it. A lot of different emotions. Kind of weird. It's business as usual right now. I think people lost sight of that, and we're just focusing on finishing. You know, what we started and going back home.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was going to say. I said, you know, one of the things that a point that was made really well last week by another soldier I was talking to is that a lot of credit is going to the Navy SEALs, as it should. They were a big part of the special forces that went in there. But at the same time, It's not just one unit that does it all. You got to think about the intelligence that you guys have, you know, every person, every player, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, each the individual soldier, all the jobs kind of come together and make it all possible when you really think about it.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well,
yeah, everybody feels kind of proud about the nation right now. Our nation did it. We're actually accomplishing the mission, and you know, despite what anybody says, we're not giving up on anything. So yeah, it is kind of pretty cool to feel that way.
Well, and like you said, I'm so amazed by the focus, the intent focus that soldiers like yourself have, because for me, I would be like, that's it, we did it, all right. But you guys are like right back to, let's get back to the mission, let's get back to work, and let's keep racking up some accomplishments here. And I assume that you're moving back into just the day-to-day operations of the job that you have before you.
That is correct. We've got a lot of boxes to check for. We can say it's game over, so...
Now, tell us a little bit about your job, what it is that you do.
I work as the RTO. That's pretty much, you're a filter of all the communications that come into, the operation room, and you pretty much filter everything out and, you know, deliver the messages to who, you know, what's going on in the battlefield. And right now it's a lot of watching the Iraqis, pretty impressive to see what they're doing with the training that they've received, and it's amazing to kind of see everything's coming full circle.
Well, thanks to the training of the United States military, I would say that the Iraqi Army is becoming quite the force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, they're starting to look hot.
Yeah, starting to look hot. Hey, you know, I think you put it even better than I could. So, good deal, man. Hey, also, I want to ask you now, how many times have you been over there?
Oh, this is my second tour.
Second deployment? And how long have you been? How far in are you on this deployment?
This deployment, I'm over the hill. Just a few more months left. We did my last deployment, we were part of the surge. And so I got to come over here with a really fine unit. We did a 15 months, and right now it's dramatically different this time.
Well, do you have any family here in a station in the Northeast Kansas region that you'd like to, you know, take a quick moment to say hi to or anything like that?
Yes, sir, I do. Just want to say hi to my wife, Shannon, my two beautiful baby girls, Chloe, Maya, Daddy loves you, I want to say, you know, hi to all my battle buddies back there, getting ready to come over here, you know, deploy to wherever they're going to deploy to, and that, you know, we'll stand beside each other. I can't wait to see everybody again. I want to give a shout-out. Can I do shout-outs?
Yeah, do a shout-out. Why not?
I'll give a shout-out to K-State's baseball team, baby.
Hell, there we go.
It's about to start.
It is, man. There you go. Specialist Jeremiah Tankersley, a K-State fan on top of everything. And you know what? That's about as good as it gets right there. A soldier stationed in Iraq, serving the country, and still cheering on the Cats from over there.
Go Cats!
Well, thanks again for joining us. And like I said, thank you for everything that you do, man.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.